Hi, my name is Elise, and I'm just going to talk about the Tongariro hike experience that I had in New Zealand. So I've wanted to go on the New Zealand program for basically the whole time that I've been in college. It's been the winter term trip that I've like saved up all my credits for, and I spent a lot of time researching and saving for. And so going in and especially taking the pre-departure class, I was super committed to making sure that I was prepared and able to maximize the entire experience. Going in, they kind of prefaced the entire trip by saying it was going to be extremely physically rigorous. And so they had speakers coming in from past years telling us, oh yeah, you know, there's going to be things that are going to challenge you physically, and there's going to be things that are going to challenge you mentally. And, you know, you're going to go caving and you're going to jump off of high things and you're going to do crazy things. But that's all okay. You know, that's fine because you're going to be prepared. You're going to have gone to the gym and bought all this crazy hiking equipment that you'll never use again in your life from Eddie Bauer. So much Eddie Bauer stuff. And I did all of that. You know, I went to the gym and I thought I was physically fit enough for all these things. And I was definitely excited. So going in, I felt really prepared. The biggest thing that they warned us about in the pre-departure course was this day hike called Tongariro Alpine Crossing. Oh, that's a mouthful. Tongariro Alpine Crossing, and it's 19.2 kilometers with over 6,000 foot incline, and it took the past groups like 10 hours to complete. So it's a full day hike, no cloud cover, completely open. People were talking about facing dehydration, you know, steep hills. You're climbing like these natural boulder stairs for over an hour. And so, you know, talking about like, oh, go on the stair climber, do all this stuff. So I was super ready. I thought, I'm going to be great. And Sid and I were roommates night right before this. So we were ready. We were excited. We were prepared.
Excited.
Yeah. I was so psyched. I was ready. We packed our water bottles. We got up at like 6 a.m, set our alarms. And neither Sydney or I brought a rain jacket that day for reasons that I will never understand. I don't know.
It was supposed to be a nice day.
Yeah, well, according to everything that everyone had ever told us about, you know, packing water, packing sunblock, you know, no trees, and layers. It was going to be super hot. So I was wearing some light leggings. I was wearing my hiking boots, which were supposed to be waterproof. We're not waterproof. And I was wearing a t-shirt and a light jacket. So we started in on this hike. About 8 a.m., we hit the trail for what we thought was going to be 9 or 10 hours of walking. And it was misting pretty, you know, pretty decently that morning. But the teacher said, don't worry, it's going to burn off. You're going to be fine. It has every other year. This is just how it goes. We're up in the mountains. So we started. And the way that our group sort of worked, too, is that we broke off into smaller hiking groups as you went. So we all started off in, like, a big clump, like all 30 of us. But as we continued to walk, so, you know, some people pull ahead, some people need to walk slower. So I was probably in like the second or third group of people, like little clump of three or four, as we were heading up the trail. So we're about an hour or two in now, and it has still not burned off. And in fact, it's not
it's
burning
worse.
Off. It's getting significantly worse. Yeah, it's raining heavier.
It's raining, not misting.
Yeah, it's like it's really coming down. And so the group of people I was with, you know, we're starting to get a little... not complaining yet, but you're not happy. You're walking in uncomfortable conditions. It's raining, and I didn't have a rain jacket, so my cotton layers were already soaked through. Mm-hmm. Hour two. By hour three, it's getting cold, and the fog is setting in, and you can't really see far in front of you. And this is the point where we're hitting those, you know, that hour, an hour and a half or whatever, of just straight uphill stairs. So now the group.
It's called the Devil's
Staircase. It's called literally the Devil's Staircase. Yeah. I think that that's just a colloquial, like.
Yeah. I think a lot of people refer to it, though.
Yeah.
You can Google it.
We'll Google it. Yeah, so Devil's Staircase, we're hitting it. It's pouring rain, really, like, windy, too, so we're getting super tired. We just basically, we keep going up, the group's thinning out. I lose Sydney at that point.
I stayed behind.
Well, and that's just, you know, that's what happened.
Yeah.
But it's getting worse and worse, and as we're getting up the mountain, people are starting to, you know, question if we should even be continuing at this point, like, at least in my group. I don't know about yours, but, like, in my group, people were definitely talking about whether or not this was safe.
Oh, yeah.
People were getting, like, borderline hypothermic, blown off. Around. The rocks were getting really slippery and treacherous, muddy. You couldn't see. So fast forward, we're hitting the summit. We hadn't turned back. The winds are literally blowing so hard that it's hard to keep your balance, but there's no rocks to even hold on to. So we were like on our hands and knees, all fours.
Yeah, my hat flew right off.
Yeah, we were crawling on the muddy ground. One girl slid off and was like hanging onto the side of a rock, like a cartoon. Yeah. Like it felt like a movie. There was a sign blown over where the summit was supposed to be, and it was like off the edge of the cliff.
So we all missed it. To this like little summit offshoot.
And so I was so cold that my hands were literally shaking and I couldn't even take my lunch out of my backpack. And at this point I was separated with one other person. His name was Ryan. Mm-hmm. And in general, I would say I'm a pretty positive person. Mm-hmm. I have a good outlook on these sorts of things. I had prepared. I was ready. I was really excited. But in this circumstance, I probably could have used being isolated with someone who, you know, maybe shared a little bit more of my frustration. Yeah. A little bit of background on Ryan. He's, like, the most incredibly fit, awesome person you'll ever meet. Super, just, like, zen, though, and very, like, take it as it comes.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, and it was really motivating. But as we were walking for, like, 3 hours, just the two of us, it was, you know, kind of challenging to keep that same feeling of, like, stamina and positivity because I was losing a lot of motivation.
Yeah, I know I was walking with a bunch of different people throughout mine, and I got to talk with, like, different types of people with different positivities.
Right.
And when I was in the hard part, I was with somebody who was also pretty negative with me. And I liked that a lot, but, like, did you like being with somebody who's more positive? Like, did it keep you more positive?
Well, see, like, the thing about being with one person for, like, three and a half hours in such negative conditions, too, is, like, you really learn a lot about them. So, despite the fact that, like, maybe my style, like, didn't match up with Ryan's, like, super, you know, like, sunshine
bubbly
approach.
Yeah.
Like, his approach to dealing with this was truly just, like, almost act like you're not, like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And for me, like that's
like,
not
great
my...
hike, great
weather. Right. That's not my reality. You know, it's not a great hike. I'm struggling. I'm cold. Like, I can't even, like, unscrew my water bottle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when he got to the bottom, he said that was really fun.
Yeah. Well, so, I think that there are pros and cons, but it taught me a lot about just, like, how to listen to myself and my needs too, but still like be cooperative with somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, are you happy that you had to like endure this like extra challenge of having the bad weather, or like, do you wish like that, like you would have had it in good conditions like other past years have had?
Well, honestly, like I think that the challenge of having done it in such like just hard conditions, honestly, like, it brought our group so much closer because in the end, everyone was talking about this. Everyone's like, we just conquered like a literal alpine storm together. This was so challenging.
Yeah. Lots of inside jokes about it.
Lots of inside jokes. I think that the group as a whole benefited from the experience, despite the fact that it was like physically and mentally just like the hardest thing that I've ever done. But I do wish that I could do it again in better conditions. Like, I think that, like, this has just given me renewed energy, basically, to go back and tackle it, because we did miss out on so much. I mean, we missed out on the view,
and there was never a view.
There was no view, and so that was unfortunate.
Yeah, so, like, what would you say, like, your biggest takeaway was that you got out of Tongariro?
I think, like, all in all, and I told this to my family and everything, too, when we got back, but this just, like, taught me so much about, like, you think that you can prepare for something challenging. Mm-hmm. We got so many warnings about how rigorous this is going to be,
like,
and I thought that I had prepared,
but
you can never truly prepare for things, and even when you think that you've, you know, maximized, like, everything that you can do to be ready, except for the raincoat, which I didn't bring, but it just taught me a lot about endurance and kind of, like, staying positive in the face of things
you
can't
flexible.
Anticipate.
Well, that's, great story about Tongariro.